Okay, today's daf is Daf Mem Bet, and we're continuing discussing the Asara Yuchsin Shalumi Babel. We dorsh the Psukim. What's interesting here is some of the so-called the Kohanim that they were considered Halalim, so they didn't allow them to act as Kohanim, we said. They are Mibnei, well, let's get the expression of the Pasuk. Sorry, Mibnei Kohanim, Bnei Chavaya, Bnei Hakotz, Bnei Barzilai, Achalachum Mibnot Barzilai Hagiladi, Isha Vikra Al Shmam. The question is, what's the status of this Benot Parizilai? So everybody was Lashem Shemaim Nitkaro, Shalosh Shemaim Nitkaro. What was the story with them? Did they convert Lashem Shemaim or not? That's kind of the question. So Gemara says, well, either way you're going to say it, either way you're going to explain, you're going to run into a problem. Because if you remember, these Kohanim, they were allowed to eat regular Truma, but they weren't allowed to eat from Kodshim, from the Kodshim, the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara now says, in Tema, if you want to say Shalosh Shemaim Nitkaro, they converted wholeheartedly, then they're fine. The assumption is they're full but they're not Israel, if you like. Therefore, Yochol b'kodshei kodshim. This kohen should be able to eat kodshei kodshim. The obvious question with this we're going to raise in a moment. However, in Tema Shalosh Hashem Nitkairu, if you say they weren't Nitkai Lashem Shamayim, meaning they were considered Goyim, then afilu kodshei gvul lo yichlu, then the children should not even be able to eat a regular Truma. So where are you going to get this half status? So Gemara says, afilu Lashem Shamayim Nitkairu. He says, one second, this whole distinction doesn't even make sense to start with. Even if the Welsh Shemaim grew, the Gura lo kazona who etz a kohen's a lot of matter is and the child will be halal anyway. So in other words, mimanafshach, the way you're explaining it, if it's mamashmi but not barzilai, and they converted, whether or not the Welsh Shemaim nitgayru wouldn't make a difference. The children shouldn't be kohenim at all. They shouldn't be able to have any truma. So Gemara sepatala, in others, lo ayu benot ela benot benot, meaning the daughters converted, and we're talking about the granddaughters. Okay, so Gemara says, well, that doesn't make any sense either. If it's the granddaughters, then they're mash considered like a complete Israel. And the Kohen who and the children, if Kohen's allowed to marry them, and the child that they have will be a proper Kohen. So what's again? We're back to square one. How are you getting this half-half status? So Gemara says this is really only a kasha. I'm explaining this like the Kormonator, like Rabbi Shimon. Why? Rabbi Shimon Omer Giorit Shnitgaru Pachot Mibet Shloshanim V'Yom Echad. That if a girl converts under the age of three, then she's not considered, then she'll be able to, if you like, marry, it sounds like a Kohen, right? Because the whole issue with a Gioret is the fact that she would, she's considered like a Zona. The assumption is that she would have been with people, etc., before she converted. Okay? So I'll just show you here. It says, one second, and that's when you got your difficulty. Absolutely kasher. However, so the assumption now is we're talking about a case, the Benot Barzilai, direct daughters, but they converted under the age of three. So according to Rabbi Shimon, you're going to have a problem because it's a full Gioret. However, where it's not a problem is according to Chachamim. Because the Chachamim say, Lo ayu ba dat litzbol as mishit belota. Mikevan she chozer betovel l'shem k'doshet Yisrael kol achat Giorati v'Gioret kazona etzal kohuna. Meaning, according to Chachamim, because they, if you like, they immersed in the mikveh under the age of three, they won't consider bar da'at, so you have to make them tovel in the mikveh again when they're older. Okay? When they're tovel in the mikveh when they're older, they're like a gioret. So a kohen's an automatic gioret once she's grew up. But however, because mid'oraisa, the tefillah of under the age of three is a really good tefillah, that's why we now differentiate between truma and kodshim. Meaning, de'oraisa, it was really good tefillah, and therefore the children of a kohen who marries this woman, really the child is a kohen. However, because we're of this chumrah, the Chachamim say that she, which wants a bar das at the time, she should do tefillah again. And the perception is that she's like any other convert, and a kohen, a child of a convert, is a halal. That's why we say we are more machmir by kodshim. That explains this sort of half-half status. Yefe. Now the Gemara said, Miker l'shem ahava, someone converts for love. Or v'chen ish mipnei isha, v'chen isha mipnei ish. A man for a woman, a woman for a man. V'chei girei shulchan malachim, or converts that wanted to sit by the shulchan malachim, meaning they wanted to eat from the shulchan malachim, meaning like the times of Shlomo. They want to be part of Am Yisrael to get the, if you like, financial material benefits. V'chein geira ariot or some sort of fee. V'chein geiri Mordechai ve'Esther. In the times of Mordechai and Esther, when it says v'rabi ma'aris mityahadim, a lot of people converted as a result. So that motivation, the question is that pure Moshe Rabbeinu lekabel Shem Shamayim. So the first understanding is in mekabelinotan. First opinion is you don't accept Kerim in that case, that situation. The ulterior motive they're having, it's nothing to do with being wanting to accept the Kadosh Baruch Hu. However, Rava says halacha Kerim hem. No, Rava disagrees. Says they are converts. You cannot reject them. Like the same way as where you normally try and repel a ger the first time they try and convert, before they may convert. It's tchila. When you say, oh, you really want to do this, it's not really worth your while, like you try and reject them. How about, but if these people have already converted and it seems to be there's some sort of ulterior motive, we have to treat them with kiruv panim, affectionately. Because maybe that actually did, there was pure intent there, and therefore we accept them. Fine. Now the Gemara continues talking about the other yuchsin at the Alul Mibavel. So where do we know that there were geirei? So Al Shem is like Mishum Tichtiv type of thing. Al Shem, because it says, V'chol enidal mitumat goyei ha'aretzamim. Although it's separated from the tumah of the goyei ha'aretzamim. That's an allusion to people that converted. They separated themselves from that heritage they had. Okay, charurei, these are freed servants. How do we know that they were also part of the Alul Mibavel? Again, the psukim there talk about the fact that came to Eretz Israel in Ezra. That the Avdei of Shlomo, the Avadim, they also came, but the one's assumption is they converted. Mamzeri, Hener Mamzerim, says, Ba'amru, Amar Rabbi Simon, Ktiv, it says, Ve'ela olim mitel melach tel charsha. It's interesting. It says, mitel melach and tel charsha. This is the pasuk. I'll read the whole pasuk for you because we're going to dorsh that whole pasuk now. The whole pasuk is, Ve'ela olim mitel melach tel charsha, kruv, Adon v'imer, they couldn't say what their ancestry was. V'zaram im Yisraelhem, they could tell from the Yisraelhem. So what are these people? So Tel Melech is a reference to Babel. We'll explain why that's called Tel Melech soon. Tel Charsha, this refers to Shtuki and Asufi. A Shtuki and Asufi, Shtuki is where the mother doesn't know who the father is. It's not saying who the father is. And the Asufi is someone we don't know who the parents are, Bichlal. Okay, the Shtuki and Asufi. So you can see that's why Cheresh is in mute. That's the reference to Tel Charsha. Keruv is Mamzerim. Keruvia, because Rovin refers to young boys, meaning young men or young people. Rovim Elisha Hulchim Acharem, the people that followed their eyes and not their Seichel, ended up having these forbidden relationships. That's like an allusion to that. That's the way Gemara understands it. Adon, what is this Adon? Shehem Amrum Ein Din Ve'ein Adon. There's no din in this world, there's no judgment in the next world. So we're talking about sort of rebellious personalities. We'll discuss this some more. It gets worse. So Rav Chizkiya Mafik Lishna Elu Shalchu Acharinehem Famru. They went up their eyes and they said, "Ein din ve'ein dayan. There's no judge. There's no judgment. We can do what we like." The Imer. What's that's another location mentioned in the pasuk. Shehimru le'el ma'aseh b'ma'asimrim. They rebelled against the Kodesh Baruch Hu with their bad deeds. Okay. Rav Avon says b'shem Rav Pinchas pirusum atzman ki imra b'chaluk. Imra is usually like wool, but here it's referring to the hem, if you like, the border. You know, it's just as the border or the hem, if you like, of a garment is distinct and visible, so too they didn't hide their averas, if you like. They made it, they publicized them. Rav Levi said, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Ra'ui mayu la'asot tel melach. It should have been a tel melach, a mound of salt. Where in history of that amount of salt? That was a stone. Meaning the society was so corrupt, it should have been turned over into a tel melach. Ela watch, shakalamita dedemit, and then it was silent. That's interesting. See, there's a pasuk, tel melach tel charsha. You hear? That's why it says the words in Tarcharsha. Meaning it was should have been Tel Melach, but it came Tarcharsha. Now, why is that? Beautifully, the Korbanator says, Mipnesha Alula Eretz Israel. Because they made the effectively going to went to Eretz Israel, that was a tshuva, that was a kapara, and that changed their din to be Tarcharsha, which Nishtatik Midat Adin. Okay, let's continue. Tani Rabami says Beshem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Al Shem, now this is referring to the Netinim. Now, why is it they were the Givonim? They're the ones, if you remember, they tricked Yehoshua. So why are they called Netinim? Because it says, Vayitnem Yehoshua Bayomahu, he gave them, that's what they're called Netinim. Vayitnem Yehoshua Bayomahum, Chotvei Eitzim Veshuvayim Maim Laida. He said, he basically said, okay, you'll be the woodcutters and the water drawers, water carriers for the Eidah. The question is, the pasuk doesn't just say Laida, it says Laida Olim is Be'ach Hashem. Now, if you want to try and give someone a fine and punish them for, if you like, but like misleading Yehoshua Ben Nun, fine, you're given the lower task, but you're going to promote them to the Ba'adim Mizbeach Hashem. Doesn't make any sense. So he says, no, you got it wrong. Their status was left suspended, like one hangs up a garment on the wall. You don't put in your cupboard. You don't chuck it in the bin. You chuck it on the, you place it on the wall. Okay? Kach asa Yehoshua lo kivani, didn't bring them close. Lo richikani, didn't reject them. And he said, really, their status will be suspended, meaning we don't know what to deal with them. I'll leave it for a future generation to decide. What future generation to decide? Ah, that's a reference to Mizbeach Hashem. Amar ani lo kavanu racham el b'mishu atid livnot beit habchira. The person who's going to build the Beis Hamikdash. And that really happened, really, by David HaMelech, not by Shlomo. Whatever he wants to do, if he wants to bring him in or distance them, we'll suspend our judgment really about them. David came to Rechkan. David said, no, these people can't be part of Am Israel. Now, why is it? It wasn't just of a whim. It's because of the story. Why did he distance them? Hashem vayu ra'av. Be made David. There was a famine for 3 years, and David HaMelech cottoned onto this and says, this is not normal. Because 1 year after the other, something must be wrong. Amar David, bayun arba dvarim bikshamim netzarim. There are four reasons why the rains cease. The avon, what are they? The sins of Avodah Zarah. Giloy arot, shvichot damim. So we need to do an accounting. We need to find out what's going on in Israel. And also, tzedaka barabim. Veinotim, people who gave these major declarations of how much tzedaka they're going to give and don't fulfill. So let's have a look. Avodah Zarah minayin. Where do we see that's a source for such a thing? Because the Shema lachem penyifte levavchem. Shemur lachem penyifte levavchem. So that's Shema. Vesarte vadem elokim archem yishtach vita lahem. They're talking about Avodah Zarah. And ma k'tiva trei. What does it say immediately after? We know Shema pretty well. V'charaf Hashem bachem. V'atzar to Shemayim. So what happens after you do Avodah Zarah? It says Hashem stops the rain. Okay. Now, the Korban Eder says that's a midah k'neged midah. He says, because you're denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, so fine, Hashem will nastir panav from you. And that's why there's no rain. Ba'on megalei arot, of forbidden relationships. Why? Because it's tachanifa, you brought guilt. Ba'aretz, but now it's interesting, the actual pasuk is, b'znuteich ubera'atech. Right? Through your znut. Fine. So ma'on shoshel davar, what guilt did you bring down to the land with that znut? The next pasuk continues, that there's the Hashem stops the rain. So quite clearly you got the znut, that's a punishment of no rain. Fine. Next, b'avon shofchei damim minayin. What about murder? How do we know that's also one of these reasons why rain might stop? Ki adamu yachanifa ta'aretz. Once again, it brings guilt to land, same chanifa we're talking about. Now, b'avon poskei tzedakah b'rabim, those who want to give tzedakah, claim to want to give these major amounts of no fulfill in minayin, how we know? Because there's nisi'im v'ruach, we have clouds, we have wind, v'geshem ein, but there's no rain. Because why? Ish mitalel b'matat shekel, with a man who praises himself with giving a falsehood, and he doesn't do it. Okay. Badak David, b'chol darot, David checked every generation, v'lo matzah echad mehem. He did a census, if you like, mamash an accounting, and he found that we don't have those problems in Am Yisrael. So therefore, he was at a loss. Why was there this lack of rain for 3 years? Hitchil sho'el v'ring v'tumim. We started asking the Urim v'Tumim. How do we dichtiv vivakesh David el pnei Hashem b'Urim v'Tumim? Okay, so Amar Reb Elazar, k'tiv bakshu et Hashem kol anvei aretz et mishpato pa'alo. It's interesting, it should say pa'alo mishpat generally. That's where we have it. What's mishpato pa'alo? It's like funny. Structure of the sentence. Ma'u Hashem mishpat pa'alo? Shehu osem mishpat upalo kachad. Now mishpat upalo kachad. I'll show you the Korban Eder. This is my Gemara Dibur Machil. Okay, shehu osem mishpat. Ba'adam v'doresh po'alo u'masav tovim u'me'anesh abozim oto. Meaning, at the time he does mishpat ba'adam, sorry, osem mishpat adam. Then what he does, he inspects the actually even the good deeds of the person he's about to judge negatively, and then punishes those who degrade this person that he's judging. Okay, so in other words, it's a balanced, if you like, trial. So too, just like Shaul, we're talking with he comes to a Kadosh Baruch Hu to explain what's wrong, and Shaul's actions are incriminated, like it's bad against him. But in the same breath, we see that you'll see in the pasuk in a moment that Am Yisrael are criticized for not giving him proper hesped. See the negative and positive coming at the same time. So sorry, just 1 minute. Okay, let's continue. Ve'omer Hashem el Shaul ve'el Beit Hadamim al Shaul asher lo asiti mimo chesed. You didn't do a chesed with him. Ve'el Beit Hadamim al asher hemit et givonim. He killed the givonim. So what does it mean he killed the givonim? Now in the Bavli, when you learned this back in Yavamada, talks about the fact that when Shaul HaMelech, David sought refuge in Nov, the city of Kohanim, and then he ended up killing the people of the Kohanim of Nov. In the Bavli, it says that because they supported the givonim, that was their lifeline that was taken away. So it was like killing them. However, it seems to be the Pashut, simple understanding here is that In minutes, it says when David approached the Malachim of Shaul, Korban Eda says Shlo Yada Shuhum Tu Gam Givonim Asher Hayu Benov Irakonim. The simple understanding is there were actually Givonim that were there in Nov that were also killed. Okay, that's different to the Bavli. So Hashem Eta Givonim Shlach David Vekra Lehem Malachim Ola Beit Shaul. What account do you have to settle with the house of Shaul? Amrin says Al Asher Mit Mimenu. He killed seven of us, Sheva Anashim. Two woodcutters. Two people that draw water. Chazan, sofer, v'shamash. Different roles of responsibility here. Sofer, scribe, chazan, shamash, attendant, things like that. So Amar lehem, ma'atun bayi kadun. What do you want to do now? So Amar later said, yutun lanu shvim anashim yibanav v'huk anum la'ashem. B'givat Shaul b'chir Hashem. So give us seven of his descendants and we'll settle the account that way. In other words, to kill them. What benefit do you get for that? They're going to get killed. Why don't you just, we'll pay you. Why do you want to kill them? Just, we'll pay you off. So Vahavod Amri says, no, that's not a financial debt we have the house of Shul. It's one of blood. We want blood. That's what they said. Amra Dilma de'inu bahatin palgun min palag. Maybe it's because they're all in a group. So do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to speak to them all individually. See if they all really think that way. Could be somebody who got the masses, the crowd, the movement, everyone's chanting the same thing. But let's just take it one by one to understand what they're thinking. Nasaf kol chad achad minahud v'mafis lehu kamei garbi. Ask them on their own. V'amar, v'hu amar lei, mahanaya, what benefit you get? It lechun bekatlin, you're going to kill these people. Sav lecha, take, again, singular. Sav lecha dahav kesef, take gold and silver. V'hu omer, ein lanu kesef, im sha'ul v'im beito. And it says, however, it says ein liktiv, it's written as a liktiv. The three gifts in terms of character traits that exemplify what a Yid is. What are they? We are Rachmanim, Ubaishanim, V'gomlei Chasadim. The way I pronounce Yerushalmi is Boishanim, but Baishanim, V'gomlei Chasadim. Rachmanim, we have mercy, compassionate. It says, V'natan Lachem, Lecha Rachamim. Baishanim, because it's Bavur Tiye Yirato Alpanehem, having Yira or on you is indicative of someone who has Boshet Panim. Someone who is Azut Metzach generally is someone who doesn't have that, the Yirat Hashem. So Zesiman She'enu Chote. Bekol She'en Boshet Panim, Tvabari Shelo Amdu Avotav. And someone who doesn't have Boshet Panim, it's quite clear that his father wasn't a Marar Sinai. And finally, Gomlei Chasadim, people that do acts of kindness, Vashma Hashem Elokecha Lachaita Brit Vatechesed, Brit and also Chesed. So again, these are the three attributes of Am Yisrael, and we see that how is it possible that these people, these Givonim, they want to do accounting based on blood? They can't be part of Am Yisrael. That a Jew doesn't demand such a thing. So therefore, the Elu Ein Bahem Echad Mehem. So Miyad Amad. So even though he met their demands as required, or you'll see as it continues, he said Rishikan. He says forget it. Shimonon Bnei Yisrael. That's what led him to the conclusion that you're not part of Am Yisrael. Af Ezra, it says, Rechakan, even Ezra came and distanced them, Shenemav, and Yetim, Roshvim, V'Ofel. Ofel's the location. So he said, they will be seated and living there, specifically for Loitar Vuba Am Yisrael. They can have their town, they can have the location, but we're going to intermingle with them. Af Latid Levo, even the future as well. Those Givonim will have their own zones. Af Latid Levo, HaKadosh Baruch, Merach, Kan, he'll distance them. Dechtiv, Va'alved, Ha'ir, Yo'ovduhu. Okay, so that's saying Hainu Givonim because Yisrael lo shayach avdut, Korban Eda says. So in other words, so they will have these ovdim even in the times of, if you like, the latid level. Fine. The Gemara says, "Ktiv v'yomer amelech ani aten, I'll meet your demands." V'yikach amelech et shnei bnei Ritzpa bat aya, asher yalda leShaul et admoni v'et mivoshet v'et chamishat v'chameshet bnei Michal bat Shaul. Asher Yalda LaAdriel Ben Barzilai HaMachalati. Okay, so those are the people he took. The Gemara asks, what are you talking about? Children of Michal. When Michal bat Shaul, lo hayala velo Vlad, sorry, ad yomota. So how's it possible you're saying that you had the daughters of Michal when Michal didn't have any children? V'atamra hachim. So the pasuk seems to be wrong. So Amar no me'ata, it was actually the daughters, there was a children of Merav. B'nei Merav hayu. V'gidatan Michal. Michal actually raised them, and because she raised them, that's why it says Benot Michal, or Bnei Michal, sorry. Nikra Shema. Okay, v'nem miyad ha-givurim, he handed over the givurim, v'yuk'um b'har lifnei Hashem, v'yuk'ilu shvatam yachad. Now, shvatam is how it's written, how we pronounce it. And actually, even though it's written with an extra yud, so chasi yud, so there's an allusion here that something was it's called manipulator, not manipulator, but altered. Because why? Because Mephibosheth ben Yonatan ben Shaul was also a descendant. Shu Adam Gadol b'Torah. He was someone who was a Gadol b'Torah. V'natan David Einav bo latzilo mi'adam. And he didn't want Mephibosheth to be one of the seven that would be killed because of his Gadlus b'Torah. However, he can't show favoritism. So what did he do? It's interesting, in the Bavli, in Yevamot, it says he took him in front of the Aron. But here, the Yerushalmi says he took him in front of all these, he passed the children in front of the Mizbeach. And anyone who the Mizbeach was kolet, and that's quite interesting to say what it means kolet. The Benayahu talks about in the Bavli means that as they were walking, if their feet got anchored to the ground, they couldn't walk, they were the ones that were like, they were the ones that were selected. Okay, so it was like a Min HaShamayim selection. That way, David, it wouldn't be considered like favoritism on the side of David. And when they put him in front of the Mizbeach, he davened v'kolto. So I'm not sure what it means here, because here it sounds like kolto means the ones that were survived. But I'm not sure. But anyway, it says, then I don't know what kolto is. But ve'kral le'el gomer elai. And now, Kadosh Baruch Hu im David. Kadosh Baruch Hu was gomer alai. He was agreed with me ultimately to save Mephibosheth. Okay. Humtu, they were killed by Yemei Kitzir, Tchilat Kitzir Seorim. And it continues. V'tikach Ritzpa Bat Aya. Okay. That's, if we said, if you remember, the two sons of Ritzpa Bat Aya were taken and killed. So she took a sackcloth. Sorry. No, so I just dropped off going back in. She took this, sounds like some sort of sack. Ritzpa et ha-sak, la, and she placed it over a rock. What's that mean? Mao el hatsur. It's not on. It's not al hatsur. It's el towards the tzur. So Amar Rav Yeshua shaita umeret hatsur tamim pa'alo. It doesn't mean that she actually did this physical act, but she declared hatsur tamim pa'alo, meaning she was matzdik et adin. In other words, there was no complaint on her part. He realized that whatever, that's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted, even if I don't understand it, and she accepted it. Okay. Now, Abba Bar Zmina says, "B'shem Yeshua, Gadol hu Kiddush Hashem Yichulul Hashem." You see how great Kiddush Hashem, even greater than Chilul Hashem. Why? Because Hashem k'tiv lo tinin v'atu al ha'etz. When by leaving a person hanging, like to the night, if you like, that is a tremendous Chilul Hashem. It says lo tinin v'atu al ha'etz. But B'kiddush Hashem, it says in this story, it says mitchilat ha'katzir ad mitach ha'mayim aleihem, that they were hanging from the beginning of the katzir all the way until rain fell. So melamet yotlim, they were there mishisha asar b'nisan, they were hanging there from the 16th of Nisan ad shiva asar b'marches shvav. So months they were hanging. That seems to go against the isur of leaving nitlatu alayetz. So you see here, because that the kiddush Hashem was necessary. All of rim v'shamayim, people went past, omrim, they would say machetu elu shnishdanit. Why? What went wrong with these individuals that it seemed to be breaking the normal practice of how they deal with capital offenses? Because they took advantage of these, unfortunately, if you like, gerim, that they were almost like compelled to come after Israel, and they were nebuch, if you like. And because they took advantage of them, therefore they were. That's why we had this episode, if you like. And people responded to that. Just with respect to these individuals, these geirim grurim, they didn't really convert the Shem Shemayim. They were scared of being killed, right? They were one of the. I mean, they thought that Yeshua was meant to come in and kill them, and they pretended them from far away, and they pretended who they were, and they made a bet with Yeshua not to be killed. They only became Jews, kicking and screaming, just to avoid being killed. Nonetheless, Kadosh Baruch Hu still cares about the blood of these Gerim. If someone is going to convert wholeheartedly, will a Kadosh Baruch Hu care for them and look after them? So there's no God like your God, there's no nation like yours, and therefore there's no other nation we want to attach ourselves to. In other words, as opposed to perhaps other nations at the time, that a convert or a foreigner that came to the nation was considered, if you like, a subclass. Here we see that even the people that converted not sincerely, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked after them. And if when they were taken advantage of, he stepped in and gave a harsh punishment. So Kal v'chomer, they thought, oh, if I convert to these people, we will be looked after like one of theirs, if you like, or even greater. And then it says, harbe geirim nitgairu b'toh sha'ah. And at that moment, many, many people converted. How do we dichtiv? It says, yisfor shlomo et kol anashim hagerim, v'yas mehem 70,000 sabal v'shmonim elef chotzev har. You see, there were 70,000 people, the saval, people carry things on their shoulders, v'shmonim, 80,000 chotzvei har, and stone cutters. Okay, b'seder, which we'll continue for you next time. I just realize I've gone a bit too far. B'seder, we'll continue for you tomorrow. All right, kol tov. Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you. Have a good day. Good luck.
Good luck.